This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
In Denver, Colorado right now. How about that? And so you thought it was May and the temperatures were going to be at least in the 70s. Wacky weather, part of what we're talking about. Everybody, Kate Delaney. Don't know if it's snowing where you're listening to me right now, or maybe it's a little bit hot, or sadly, maybe you're dodging tornadoes. Luckily, 15 tornadoes on Monday were reported, but no deaths. Thank goodness for that. A lot of those tornadoes in more Spartan areas, but it's scary to see those dark funnel clouds bearing down on what looks like to be some towns that don't look as sparse to me, but somehow were jumped over. That's the good thing. How about the president today telling Pennsylvania, Biden deserted you? He fears nothing. He goes right for the jugular, right? So you had, during a campaign rally in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, the president repeatedly targeted the former VP, telling the Keystone State crowd that, yeah, he abided you. He said, don't forget, he deserted you. He left you for another state. Biden served as a Delaware senator for over 30 years, but was born in Scranton. That's where my family's from originally. The former VP's first rally after announcing his presidential bid was in Pittsburgh. And the Biden headquarters, of course, are in Philadelphia. So he is absolutely making a big stab at Pennsylvania. Remember, Donald Trump won Pennsylvania in 2016 by less than one percentage point. So that is one of those what you would call battleground areas. I mean, if it is going to be Biden, who knows who the Democratic nominee ultimately will be. I mentioned the fact that you had this crazy weather going on in Colorado, and somebody sent me a link to actually live streaming of snow. So I have to say, it is pretty interesting to be not living there and watching the snow just pouring down on the people that are in the area. And it's just one of those strange weather phenomenons, I guess, that really, it's, what day is it again? In May, and we're seeing snow? We're almost at the end of it. We're almost at the, well, we're at the end of school and graduations for many, and that's what we're looking at? Wow. Not something you're used to seeing, let's put it that way. Because I've been traveling so much, and you know it, because I'm taking the show with me. Last week, we were in, I was in Florida, and the weather there in the high 80s and 90s, low 90s. And luckily, because I fly a lot of times, American Airlines, living not too far from the hub, of course, they filed a lawsuit against their mechanics union. They say that there has been a work slowdown that has caused over 2,200 flight cancellations and delays since February, and there's no signs of it letting up with the summer travel season, which is particularly busier, that's kicking in. So they filed a suit in a court in Texas against the Transportation Workers Union of America, the AFL-CIO, and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. They've been in check this out. They've been in contract talks since when? 2015. And that followed the American-U.S. Airways merger, if you remember. So they've been at odds for a long time, needless to say. Speaking of being at odds, there is no question about it that the president was at odds in having to show his tax returns. But here comes the subpoenas and a judge saying, yeah, you're going to do it. And ultimately, his lawyer saying, okay, plenty of stuff, I think, to bury them. And they didn't say quite that. I'm just ad-libbing it, but let's put it that way. There will be a lot of boxes to go through if this is the case. I'm certain they'll file an appeal. If they lose the appeal, then it would move on from there. But this has been coming for a long time. There's been a lot of discussion about showing finances and other presidents doing it, and how come we didn't get it during the election. And so now there's been a move that's made here, and the judge ruled that Congress can get the financial records of Donald Trump. And you think about the businesses, the years, etc., and again, what that would mean. Trump's lawyers, of course, are suing both in Washington and New York in an attempt to beat back those subpoenas. They say the congressional investigations are legitimate only if there is legislation that might result from them. In the New York case, the president, his business, and family have sued Deutsche Bank and Capital One to prevent the financial companies from complying with subpoenas from the House Financial Services Committee and the House Intelligence Committee for Banking and Financial Records. So there is a Wednesday hearing planned in that case. We'll follow the trail and see where it leads us in the end. Speaking of leading us, Iran trying to lead us into war? The president warned on Monday that Iran would be met with great force if it attacked U.S. interests in the Middle East. They suspect, Washington does, that Shiite militias with ties to Tehran were behind a rocket attack in Baghdad's Green Zone. So the president told reporters when he was leaving the White House on Monday night for an event in Pennsylvania that I already mentioned, if they do something, it will be met with great force, but we have no indication that they will. Rockets fell in the Green Zone, which of course houses government buildings and embassies, and caused no casualties, thank goodness, but it's the latest in a series of regional attacks that the U.S. thinks, as we know, might have been, let's say, inspired by Iran. They reject the allegations, of course they do, especially involvement in attacks last week. And Iran's Iraqi allies were, of course, running to condemn the rocket blasts. So here we go again. It's about establishing whether the rocket attack, whether it was inspired or directed by Iran, was designed to send a signal to the United States. Remember, Mike Pompeo, who's our Secretary of State, warned Iraqi leaders when he surprise visited them a couple of weeks ago that if they failed to rein in Iran-backed militias, because they're expanding their power in Iraq, of course they are, and form part of a security apparatus, the United States would respond with force. So there have been warnings, look, you got to do something, or else. And so far, that hasn't happened across the board. So we're stuck with the constant deflecting of what's being said in Iran. I wouldn't mess with that situation. I actually think the president's doing the right thing by taking a hard line there, because when you let off the gas and you pick your foot up off their throat, you see what happens. Oh, lifting the sanctions, thank you very much. Now we're going to slide back into the way we were before, period. Stay with us. Promise to meet you on the flip side with so much more, including an update on Tahibo tea, because I've been drinking it along with the rest of you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Ends. Just going to throw this in at the top since I've been traveling a lot, and that started with the beginning of April going to Ireland, which that was pretty good, right? Going to Ireland, trying to show you, peeling back what it's really like to be in that country, which is absolutely amazing, and having the fortune to go to a few other places in between, you know, week after week, so it seemed. So my pal Milan Vukovic, who is the founder of TVOT, I've told this story before. It was a Saturday. We had this conversation about tea. I'm a tea drinker anyway, but it wasn't about that side of the tea. It was about medicinal purposes. And, of course, when you've got all kinds of people around you and, you know, there's the measles things that's going on, there are the colds and the hacking and the whatever, and you can't help it when you're in a tube flying through the air, you're, you know, captive. And lucky for me, he and I talked about the tea, and I started drinking the tea, and it's really helped me because I worry about the voice and I worry about the energy and of course the weakened immune system if there's people around me who aren't healthy, which there always is in these plane situations, because it's like my brother says, it's the most random thing in the world. You could meet the coolest people, and, you know, I have that glasses half full approach, so I'm always thinking that's going to happen. But somebody that could be pretty ill could be sitting next to me or behind me or around me, and that's happened where someone's sneezing and coughing, and I'm like, ooh, this is never good. Never. And I've been able to ward off a lot this season, and I attribute it to that because I don't take anything else. I don't take any pills or any kind of medicines or anything. The only thing I'm doing, actually, for the last 2.5 months, I guess it's been, has been the Tahibo tea. And you hear the spots, so I like to throw in the personal deal to tell you that, yeah, I'm right there on that journey with you, too, and I feel very, very good about it. I wouldn't feel good about this. A great white shark was being tracked by an ocean data group while swimming in the Long Island Sound on Monday. The fish is named Cabot. It's 9 feet 8 inches long, and it's known as the first great white spotted in the area off the coast of Connecticut. The Cabot has been tracked from Florida to Maryland in recent months. So Cabot turned up, and of course, they pulled Cabot out of the water, and it is one big great white. And you can watch it. You can watch as it swims around. It's getting all this information. But if you're there on a boat in Long Island, and I'm looking at what it looked like when it was grounded, yeah, kind of freaky. And it's funny because I was in Jekyll Island, and if you look at the Jekyll Island area and all down that east coast, I know that there are few and far in between shark attacks, but guess where all the attacks are in those places? And you know why? Because of where their territory is and what the weather's like, etc. And also I realized there wasn't a lot of people, so there wasn't, it's not the height of the summer season, so there wasn't a lot of people around. If you were going to go in the water, you were definitely on your own, so to speak. All right, not on her own, and this may be one of my favorite stories. You ready for something happy? Ready for something good? So an 8-year-old girl, so let's get her age right. An 8-year-old Texas girl was rescued on Sunday after a duo saw the description of the car suspected in her kidnapping, and they went after it. So they were standing in front of the WoodSpring Suites in a suburb called Forest Hill. And this is what a spokesman for the Fort Worth police said, told reporters that the two were a pair of local, you know, members of a local church, and they found the gray Ford 500 in a hotel parking lot. And, boom, they were able to nail the kidnapper. They've charged Michael Webb with aggravated kidnapping, first-degree felony. He's not related to the girl in any way. She was taking a walk with her mother, and her name is Salem. She was taking a walk with her mother on Saturday night in Fort Worth. A car came up, and a man snatched her. Her mother tried to jump in the car to save her daughter, but the man shoved her, smashed her away, and sped away. And that was that. So felony kidnapping. They had Amber Alerts going. They posted photos of Salem and this Ford 500 all over social media. And good for those two for following. And they are heroes to do that and to track her down that way and be outside of the hotel. I mean, wow. They made a huge difference. I mean, that's incredible. So they went out there, they were checking everywhere they could, and then ultimately found her, and you see her smiling face, and oh, you can only imagine how scary that would be for any child. They're walking with their mother, and then that happens, and yikes. There are other things I could think of to say, but I can't even imagine. All right, a break for Robert Kraft, you might say. Another blow to the prosecution, that, of course, hoping for something different, but the judge presiding over the case against operators of the Florida Day Spa, which is at the center of this prostitution sting that snapped up New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, ruled that the surveillance video couldn't be used in the trial. This comes just days after a separate judge issued the same ruling pertaining to Kraft in the individual case. So the spa's owner and manager have been charged with 29 counts related to prostitution. Both have pled guilty. The suppression ruling covers all 5 days of the prostitution sting video, which includes footage of the Patriots owner, supposedly Kraft, and several defendants have pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor charges stemming from that video and other surveillance methods. Let's put it that way. But it is a huge setback for the prosecutors who thought they nailed this shut, but come to find out they did not nail it shut, certainly. But by not having that video, that's got to be pretty tough for what they're trying to prove. But for Kraft's team, it is a huge win. Let's put it that way. A huge win. I've mentioned this at the top, and some of you have sent me emails about it, of course, talking about tornadoes and being safe and flash floods. And I mean, you got to watch out for all of it. You know, how do you rank what's worse? What's worse is what you're in the middle of. If it's a horrid lightning storm and then all of a sudden there's a flash flood, that's not good. If it's a tornado activity and it's barreling down toward you, it's not good. So the answer is, always the answer is, what is the most dangerous to you? Flying debris, of course, is horrific when you have 75-mile-an-hour winds plus. Who wants to be in the middle of that kind of an anxiety feeling? You would be in the middle of it. You know, you have to find shelter. You see the tornadoes and you think of 52 tornadoes in 3 days is a very scary thing. You evacuate, you do whatever you can, but yet you put sandbags out, yeah, all the things that you would normally do, but you end up with roof damage to houses, power lines down, barns damaged. What you would think would happen when you get this unpredictable weather, even if they believe there's going to be tornado activity, it might not hit directly over you. It might go in a different direction, let's put it that way, and that's part of the dilemma in predicting these storms and trying to figure out what to do in advance. I think, speaking of advance, well, this is a crazy story. They found 3 written wills, handwritten wills, in Aretha Franklin's home. So what does that mean? The latest one was March 2014, and it gives the singers access to family members. Some writing they're having a hard time deciphering. 4 pages with words scratched out and phrases in the margins. She was 76 when she died last August of pancreatic cancer. Lawyers and family members said at the time she had no will. But now they find these 3 handwritten versions earlier in the month. 2 from 2010 were found in a locked cabinet after a key was found. Is it legal under Michigan law? Stay tuned. A hearing is scheduled for June 12th. Kick back, relax, and I'll meet you in the next seg.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump telling supporters in Montoursville, Pennsylvania, our spirit is strong, our stride is back. Pennsylvania, a key state for the president, as he won in 2016 by only 1%. He tells supporters,
remember this, we all together, we ran one time and we're 1-0, but it was for the big one. Now we're going to have a second time. And we're going to have another one. And then we'll drive them crazy. Ready? And maybe if we really like it a lot, and if things keep going like they're going, we'll go and we'll do what we have to do. We'll do a 3 and a 4 and a 5. Watch. They'll have tomorrow. We knew he... Oh, I don't want to say.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By Shonda Kirk. She's written a book called I Am Anointed, But I Still Hurt. And boy, oh boy, this is such an eye-opener and such a journey. You really need to get this book and walk through this. So Shonda, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about I Am Anointed, But I Still Hurt. What does that mean?
Well, it means that you've been through some hurt in life, but God, who is the living God, the God, anoints you, which is he put his glory on you, or he just lay his hands on you. But through all your struggle from hurt, he still brings you up and lets you know you're not going to go in the dirt or go down in under the dirt, and you're going to come up and you're going to be better than you were before.
From all those years, and that's interesting, better than you were before, from all those years of ministry that you've done and serving the way that you've served, boy, you certainly have seen people in all shapes, sizes, colors, etc. And that is the one thing we have in common, right? That we have hurts, but we can come back.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And seeing people, of course, coming from military wife, my husband did 20 years. I've been all over, I believe, the world, and being in ministry through this travel that my husband's given me with opportunity, I've experienced a lot of hurt, especially coming from the women background, because we go through a lot of things, and the men too. And when you're a leader, you definitely carry the weight as a pastor of the church.
Yeah, I like that you carry the weight. So what made you decide that you were going to go into ministering, to helping people?
Oh, wow. I'll be honest with you, Ms. Delaney, I did not choose it. If I had the choice, I was telling a lady, I said I wouldn't have chosen it, but I could not run from it. It was not my choice, but it was definitely God's choice of him allowing me to do his ministry. And I'm very grateful, because I ran from it many years because I didn't want to be hurt by people.
Wow, so that's interesting. So you had to heal yourself because you had to be vulnerable, right?
Yes, yes. That's the thing. You can't give out what you don't have unto anyone else if you don't have the substance, I would say, from God to give out to people. And for example, I can't tell you be encouraged if I'm not encouraged.
That's right. So how do you feed yourself? And that's a good question. How do you feed yourself and be nourished and encouraged?
Well, you know, to start my day off, I always have my quiet time with just me and God, and just sit there and take time with Him, first of all, and spend time in His presence, because I think that's vitally important when it comes to being a pastor, because you have to pray. And then I journalize. This is where all my books have come from journalizing and journalizing how I feel and what I'm going through. Because to be, one minute, Miss Kate, let me get my dogs.
No problem. I mean, see, this is what we love about the show. This is everyday life, just like Mahalo is in the studio with us right now. Shonda has her pets that are there too, and they hear our voices and they get fulfilled and they get excited. And of course, we're speaking with Dr. Shonda Kirk, and her book is I Am Anointed, But I Still Hurt. So you start off, you journal, and you fulfill yourself that way.
Yes, yes, I'm back. I journal, I pray, I journalize, and then I just sit there and allow the Holy Spirit or God to minister to me. And I think this is how I start my day, because, you know, what I'm going to face each day is different. Especially being a pastor, I could get up doing things for my family, but then I have counseling, which is throughout the whole day. Even if I don't plan it, it happens, because being a pastor, you got to be ready for anything.
Oh, I like that. You got to be ready for anything. And you've seen a little bit of everything. What's the most rewarding part of what you're doing?
You know, the rewarding part to me, Miss Kate, is seeing the change and seeing families healed and seeing people healed. When you give them what God has given you, a person could be going through a lot of situations and seeing them say, oh, thank you, Pastor, or thank you for taking your time. And then seeing the fruit of what you labor in their life.
Oh, the fruit of what you labor in their life. So when you meet somebody, they have a problem, they reach out to you, what are some of the things that you tell them? And I'm sure you talk about in I Am Anointed and I Still Hurt. What do you tell people to do?
You know, I often share with them, be honest with yourself and be honest with God when you're going through something. Don't try to put up, we as people, we try to put a mask up sometimes. And the first thing I share with them is just share your heart with God. Pour out yourself to Him. You know, I give you an example. I always meet a lot of women that are hurt by any situation. It could be domestic violence. It could be rejection. And one thing I always say is always share your heart with God. You don't have to be so deep. You just have to be honest with God. And once you do that, what you do, you actually do as Proverbs 3 says, trust in Him with all of your heart. And you don't lean on your understanding. Because we can lean on our understanding, and it's the worst thing that we could do, but God knows it. But when we're honest with God, He can now be invited into our life to help us. And the conclusion of God's helping us is us taking our hands off the situation and allowing Him to deal with our issues when we're intimate with Him. Because once you get intimate with God, He gets intimate with you.
Wow, that is powerful. Once you get intimate with God, He gets intimate with you. Dr. Shonda Kirk, that is tweetable. And the book is I Am Anointed, But I Still Hurt. Why do you think that is, that we're not honest with, I understand mass with people, but why aren't we honest with God?
I'll be honest with you. I mean, I come from a very traditional religious Christian background. I grew up in the Holiness Church, and I've seen everything from America to Asia. And what I found, even in my life, is we try to be so perfect in front of people, knowing we got issues, and we put up this mask, I say, like where we need validation to even complete anything in our life. And a lot of hurts that we go through with people, we don't want to let people know we're hurting. You know, as a pastor, we try to put up the best commercial so we can sell the message of Christ. And the thing about it, Ms. Delaney, is, to be honest, all of us are going through something, whether we're a pastor or not. But a pastor's job is to take care of the sheep. But still, we need transparency to be able to relate to the generation that we are in as of 2019.
I like that, to relate to the generation that we're in as of 2019. And do you think there's more pressures because we're more connected in a different way with technology? We can't unplug. There's not as much face-to-face. Do you think you've seen an uptick in more of these of the hurts?
Yeah, yes, ma'am, I do. I mean, there's many people that relate to technology instead of going to a local church face to face and or going to a local pastor. In our church, we're global, and we have people all over the world. And it's a challenge at times because people have been so hurt that they don't want to relate to a local church because they feel a local church will hurt them. And the technology has made it easy for people. I just want to make sure I be honest. It may have made it easy for people. But our job, my husband and I, we always say, if you have a local church there and they're feeding you the word of God, go to a local church. Because I'll be honest with you, I love the local church, but at the same time, the church must be changing your life or you may need to change churches.
Oh, that's powerful, because why do you stay in the same place if you're not being fed?
Exactly.
It's about that, right? It's getting fed. And boy, and you talk about this, I am anointed, but I still hurt. Dr. Shonda Kirk, you can pick it up on Amazon, filled with all kinds of these great lessons. And, you know, you talk about the same people you minister or preach to each Sunday are the ones who are the wolves in the flock, too, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, Miss Kate. I mean, in my book, you will see you have titles of being offended. How do you get healed? And I was going through a traumatic time in my ministry. And before I just moved from Japan about 9 months ago, and I'm in America. And it was just the Lord. And I always look at things in a big picture than I do tunnel vision. So I was going through different things and people were scandalizing our church and scandalizing our name because we stood up for the gospel. We wouldn't allow anything but what God wanted in his church because we're only vessels. And so as we stood up and we're being persecuted on every side, I felt the stones thrown at us. And I was telling my sons, I was like, you know, we got to keep praying. We got to just keep praying and focus on what God has said. Vengeance is the Lord. You know, I'm being all deep with my husband. It was so funny. And my kids are laughing. They was like, Mom, this is really ministry. I said, yes. And I said, but the thing about it, when I went to God and said, God, I'm hurting. And I said, this is really hurtful. These people, they smile in my face and they talk behind my back. I mean, God was showing me things in dreams and visions about these people. And I said, what do I do? And he said, go back and preach Sunday. Preach to them. Keep preaching. He said, and during your ministry of me, you're going to be healed, my daughter. And when he said that, I was like, seriously? You know, because God and I, we talk on my own understanding. God don't be deep with me. He talks so I can understand him.
Right.
And as I talked to him, he said, when you begin to minister, my daughter, you're going to feel a release of healing. And he was so right. It's like I felt a joy come because I was doing his work. It's like I felt a release of expectation. And those same people, when they begin to do these things before we left Japan, came back and apologized.
Wow. And what a powerful lesson that is. Perfect place to end this on that note. I don't want to give it all away. I am anointed, but I still hurt. Dr. Shonda Kirk, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year.
From somewhere, you know how it is with me, and I read this great book, Model Marine. Sandra Sykes Meek joins us now. She's the author of that book. And, you know, people know I'm a voracious reader and I love to read. But with the speaking and the show, and of course, as all of you know, I'm pulled on all kinds of directions. Sometimes it's hard for me to focus lately, but boy, could I really focus on this one. It was such a great novel, I have to say. So, Sandra, it was a page turner. What a great story and what a novel you have weaved. So congratulations on that.
Thank you so much. That makes my day hearing you say that. It was a lot of love that went into that. So I hope it was a great read, and I hope it's one of those stories that can relate to a lot of people, or a lot of people can relate to.
Right. And see, I think that's what it is, that a lot of people can relate to it. So when you set out on doing that, you know, this kind of a novel, what was that process like for you?
It was a very long process for me because it was so important for me to get the story right. So when I first conceived this idea, I was still on active duty. I retired in 2010, and I began a master's program for creative writing, and I knew that the story I wanted to tell had to be about the Marine Corps and about women Marines specifically, mostly because I don't think that they are very well known, or I should say not much is known about them. So I worked on my master's program for a couple of years, developed my thesis, but when I was done with it, I wasn't ready to let it go. It wasn't where I needed it to be. So I entered back into the workforce after retiring from the Marine Corps, and I would say it sat on the shelf for about 5 years, and one day I just woke up and said, I have to finish this. And so I wrote like a maniac for about 6 months. That was in 2017. And I spent my weekends and mornings working on the book, and I wanted to bring in a lot of different themes. I wanted people to know about traumatic brain injury. I wanted people to understand what the combat experience is like. In our era of war. And so I think it was a lot of attention to detail and just a lot of time spent making sure that I got the story right. And I also wrote the story in a way so that people who were reading it, they had to put the puzzle pieces together a lot like people who have traumatic brain injury do.
Wow. And that's what I think made it really so unique. So that's pulling all the aspects of it together, right? So the narration, the plot, the symbolism, all of that went into this really giant puzzle. Is that what it was like?
Yes, it was. And sometimes I would get confused in the writing process. And I'd say, oh, my goodness, I have this character doing the wrong thing right now. So, yes, it was a puzzle that needed to be put together. I wanted the reader to experience that feeling that people who have traumatic brain injury and PTSD experience. So, and I also wanted to give readers multiple perspectives so that they understood this combat experience from several sides of the story. And I hope I did that.
Yeah. So that's it. So the vantage point of what you think, what you're showing, and what an individual thinks, because we all have a different way of pulling something in and then thinking what that means and what the perception of truth is, right?
That's right. We all think truth is black and white, but I believe it's definitely gray, and it's definitely influenced by our perception. You know, our vantage point, what we're seeing, it can look completely different to someone from a different vantage point.
Boy, is that the truth? I think that's why it really resonated with me, because I'm definitely a gray person, too. I agree with you. It's not black and white. Tell us a little bit about your experience. You did a little, you know, mentioning what happened and putting it on the shelf and that kind of thing. What was your experience like as a Marine for you?
Oh, I loved the Marine Corps. It wasn't black and white either. there were things about the Marine Corps that are very special to me, the sense of family. I could see any Marine from any time, any era. And we established that we were both Marines. We talk about when we served, where we served, who we served with, and we have an instant bond. I think the Marine Corps is a very unique organization, and I think it brings out the best in a lot of people. But that doesn't mean it always does. And there's always going to be a little bit of negative in every organization. And I wanted to be honest about that in this story. I wanted to be truthful in how I represented the Marine Corps. And I would say that overall my experience was great. I got to go on a couple of combat deployments, and I also married a Marine who also went on a couple of combat deployments. And we had a family together in the Marine Corps. And so it was a very unique experience. And I would say that there are some parts of that story where similar events that occurred in that story happened or I observed, you know, in my time in the Marine Corps. But I would say that there's always three sides to every story.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that the truth? There always is different. There's different sides to every story. Who knows how many sides there are, actually. And in reading this, and you said it a little bit, for sure, what do you really hope your impact is with the novel? I mean, obviously, want people, like I said in the beginning, I really enjoyed it. There was a story there, because ultimately, when you write a novel, it's about keeping our attention, pulling us through it, making us get to the end and feel something. What do you hope that the readers take away from reading Model Marine?
I hope they better understand veterans. I hope that readers understand and remember that many of us can have different opinions and different perspectives, and we can still be a family. you know, I would like to think that my characters had very different opinions on things, but it was evident that they operated as a team, and in a lot of ways they were a family. And that goes for, you know, the civilians in the story as well. We all have a place we're coming from, and I just wanted people to understand the military experience, understand how the Marine Corps is, what it's like for a woman in the Marine Corps, and understand that we all need to be a little more understanding of each other. is really what it boils down to.
Wow, well said. And we're speaking with Sandra Sykes Meek. The book is called Model Marine. Have any of your, as you said, you're like a family. Have any Marines that you serve with, did you send the book to any of them?
Yes, I have. So I keep in touch with several of the Marines that I served with. And they're closer than family, a lot of them. And even though we haven't seen each other in years, you know, anytime I travel and I'm in a location where I know that one of my former Marines was there, I'm going to go and see them. So, yes.
Yeah. So here's the question. What did they tell you? Did they love it?
So the female Marines that I have received feedback from have all said they loved it. I've not received any negative feedback from any Marine, actually, male or female. And I hear things, I get comments like, it reminded me of boot camp, or it reminded me of, you know, such and such deployment, or, you know, it just takes them back to that experience that most of us really treasure.
Yeah, I mean, again, the character's wonderful. Is this something you'd continue? Would you do another novel?
Absolutely. I want badly to write another novel or several. What my problem is that I haven't decided on what's next. I have short stories in development that have nothing to do with the Marine Corps, and I have some outlines of other stories that I'd like to develop. But I believe that if Model Marine does well and people really connect with those characters, that's a story I would like to consider, you know, doing a series on.
Yep. Well, I loved it. Sandra Sykes Meek, pick up the book. It's called Model Marine, Amazon, except that's where you can get it. And thanks to you and thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks, Sandra.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, Dave.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.